And we know you remember that this Sunday is Father's Day. All this week, we've been saluting fathers with essays by dads to dads in our series, Father to Father. Today, our final essay comes from Everett Young of Gaithersburg, Maryland.
September 29th, 2003. I remember the day like it was yesterday. That little dark chocolate baby the doctor put in my arms. 7 pounds, 7 ounces, and 21 whole inches. My firstborn son. He was perfect. February 15th, 2006. I remember that day too. This time he was a caramel bundle. 7 pounds, 10 ounces, 20 and a half inches. My baby boy. And he was perfect. Here I am in 2012, a father to an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old. They are my pride and joy. They steal my heart with every smile, every joke, every look, every hug. But they are not perfect. See, when your children are born, you don't think about the challenges you may face. When they fit in the palm of your hand, you don't think about things like learning disabilities or ADHD. You don't think about how hard it may be to go over a math problem over and over again and your son just can't understand what's being asked. And when your second son comes and you look into those tiny brown eyes and play with his itty-bitty fingers, you don't think about impulsivity and self-control issues. You tell yourself, I'm going to raise them up right, discipline them right, and they'll turn out all right. But life gives you twists, and these things, these challenges you never thought about when they are babies, are realities when they are kids. And it can be heartbreaking and frustrating and disappointing at times. Our kids need a little help, a little special attention, a little different approach. It's not perfect, but it's our life. But my journey has shown me that it's not about things being perfect. It's not about what I want for my life, what I thought my life was going to be like. It's about my kids and what I need to do to give them every advantage in life. Not to be perfect, but to make them whole, to be happy, successful, and triumphant at whatever level. So to dads all over, I just say, there is no perfect. There is just your child. I'll say it out loud. No, my boys are not perfect in my eyes. That's just the honest to God truth. But here's what my boys are. They are joyful. They are kind. They are brilliant. They are fun. They are cheerful. They are spiritual. They are hilarious. They are thought-provoking. They are simple. They are grateful. And they are loved. And that is enough for me.
That was Everett Young of Gaithersburg, Maryland, with his thoughts on fatherhood. And we thank all the fathers who contributed to our series this week and to all the dads, the stepdads, the bonus dads, the grandfathers, the Leica dads out there. Happy Father's Day.